Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now when you sign up using promo code DNVR, you can place a $5 bet on the NBA playoffs. Do that with a pregame moneyline bet. And when you win, you do get $150 in bonus bets instantly thanks to code DNVR and thanks to DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. I am Patrick Lyons.
I'm Susie Hunter. Hey, we got to mention, it was Dinger Day. It was Dinger's birthday party today.
That's what we're leading with?
Is it?
Dinger rather than an actual Rockies win. We don't know how many more of these we're going to see this year. Sure, Dinger only gets his day once a year.
No, this was a great win. It was so needed. So much fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, no, the Rockies had a seven-game losing streak at home, right? They had gotten swept by the Pirates just recently. Lost those two games in heartbreaking fashion a little bit to the Cardinals. Lost the first two games against the Diamondbacks. We'll kind of recap those here in just a second. But they got a big game from two folks, but you can't have one without the other. Rather, you can't have one that goes unnoticed. That's why DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game is going to be Austin Gomber. Six innings pitched, three hits, one run, did walk two, but he struck out four in his second consecutive incredibly strong performance, which is notable because I did mention last week on the show that this had happened to him four other times where he had a bad start and he rebounded with something great. Three of the next four of those starts were not good. So he kind of came back down to earth. That was not the case on Sunday. He held the Rockies up and gave them a chance to win, which they did in a big way, 12-4.
Yeah, and of course, a big part of that win was the run support from his teammates. But listen, Austin Gomber, it's great to see him cooking again. ERA's back in the single digits.
That's always nice.
Always nice. But yeah, he was spectacular. He's the Austin Gomber that we like to see.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And you could definitely tell it's amazing. It felt like a week ago removed, but it was really just like the last getaway day that we had at Coors Field. Pittsburgh, I know you were there with him in Cleveland, but you could see the difference. In fact, this is the last time that we had an in-studio show together was that Pittsburgh start. And it was, man, Austin Gomber. Was heavy, you know, talking about the frustration and the anxiety and the challenge that it is to be traded for a once-in-a-generation future Hall of Famer in Nolan Arenado and the stress that that kind of placed upon him. And since then, it's been a lot better. And here's what he had to say actually after the game in regards to getting that off his chest and the difference that this start, these last two, have made since the start against the Pirates.
Austin, coming off that great start in Cleveland, how good is it to be able to continue on that momentum, with that momentum, back home at Coors Field?
Yeah, I mean, just trying to build one start on the other, you know. Just try to not look at anything overall. Just now the focus is the Mets and then go from there, right? I think that's kind of how you can get yourself on a roll, is just kind of taking it day by day and not worry about, like, big picture things. So Cleveland was great. Kind of got on after that, after the next day. And then, you know, I thought I threw the ball well today. So we'll get in tomorrow or Tuesday after the off day and work for New York.
Did you have any, you know, your former teammates or guys in the clubhouse here that spoke with you after that about, you know, kind of getting that off your chest and giving you that support when, you know, the mental side of this game can be hard?
Yeah. Multiple people throughout the organization, Bordo, Moustakas, Suter. And I mean, I could go on. There was probably 10 plus people that I talked to. I think everybody was very supportive. Everybody reached out, you know, so I obviously appreciate it. Appreciate having, you know, people in here that care, you know, so I feel like, you know, know, it's been great, and, you know, we'll just continue to reach out when I need help and, you know, try to build on that.
Everyone had a base hit except Ryan McMahon in today's victory. Just a great day. I hadn't realized, you know, how futile the offense had really been. This performance, tacos, first time we've had tacos in a while.
Yes, since April 10th, I think. Oof. So it's been 20 days without tacos.
That's a lot. It's a lot of hungry bellies in Denver.
So hungry.
For sure. By the way, there's some jerks out there that want to spell tacos with a hyphen. I don't, you know what? Let's just leave it at
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. What deranged person did that?
Deranged.
Yeah, that's, you know, deranged behavior right there.
We'll talk off air. We'll figure it out. But everyone chipping in with something big. But yeah, this was the first time, and I want to say like 51 consecutive games that they hadn't scored 8 runs. They'd scored less than 8 runs, 51 consecutive games.
Oh my gosh.
Dating back to last season, the previous record was 37. So that gives you an idea of how much they'd been lacking,
advantage
of certain opportunities, and really just getting the bare minimum taco. Then they weren't getting 8. They were getting exactly tacos.
Wow. That's a startling number right there. 51 games, you said?
51 consecutive,
51
yeah.
consecutive games.
That's pretty wild.
That's not a good sign.
No, not a good sign. It was a good sign for Charlie Blackmon. Scored the 893rd run of his career, breaking a tie with Larry Walker. Second most times crossing home plate. So in the history of baseball, Charlie Blackmon has touched home plate for the Rockies more than anyone. And probably second most in Coors Field, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. When you think about a footprint on the home plate at Coors Field, which is something I think about all the time, I'm thinking Todd Helton, and then I'm thinking about Charlie Blackmon's cleat next. Hal Castro, he had a season-high 3 hits. First multi-hit game of the season. I think he had a couple RBI singles there.
Mm-hmm.
During this game, Randall Grichuk recorded his 200th and 201st double during today's game. 4-for-8 in 2 games since being reinstated on the injured list. So the Rockies, maybe they do need 6 outfielders in an outfield that you can only have 3 and then have 1 DH. Too many outfielders.
Apparently it's just enough.
Maybe.
Apparently it's just right.
Yeah, actually, you know what? They're 1-1 with too many outfielders. So 2 days in March, maybe we pivot to too many outfielders if this season continues to go poorly.
Why not try it, you know? What do we have to lose?
No, absolutely not. CJ Krohn was the runner-up for our DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game.
It was a
really
tough
broke
choice.
Out.
It was a tough choice.
It was. Yeah, he had not been playing well since he had those 3 home runs and I want to say 7 RBI in the first 3 games this season. Remember, was the first National League Player of the Week award winner. He struggled in an incredibly major way. 169 batting average, 188 on base percentage, 269 slugging percentage. According to FanGraphs, of qualified players, worst player in baseball since April 2nd has been CJ Krohn.
Wow. Okay, to go from the first NL Player of the Week to the worst.
And when you do wins above replacement, it's like you're being compared to other first basemen.
Yeah.
So that's not necessarily fair. But at the same time, that's how bad he was struggling. And he immediately responded, had the home run, had 4 RBI, 3 hits in general. So, but in case you were curious, that negative 0.9 FWAR, actually worse than the negative 0.8 from Jose Urania. CJ Krohn still in Denver. Jose Urania, not so much.
Oh.
There's been a lot of transactions, I think, since the last show. On Friday, you talked about a couple of them that had just broke. But for anyone that, you know, missed that or needs to get caught up, Ty Block, designated for assignment. Maybe we'll see him again. I think this happened last year where they designated for assignment.
Yeah.
He went to AAA, stuck around, re-signed a minor league deal in the offseason. Not sure this will be the last that we see of Ty Block, but he got DFA'd to make room for Marquez. Jose Urania also designated for assignment. I guess he's not picking up his phone. I don't know if the Rockies, if you designate a guy for assignment, does his number get blocked? You're not allowed to contact him. I'm wondering if they would like a do-over on that. What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I just feel like it was a long time coming.
The Rockies on Saturday, you know, were asked about Marquez, had just come back, and he goes on the IL immediately with the elbow inflammation business. And so now they're down to 4 guys in their starting rotation. Tomorrow, Monday, is an off day. We do have a very special show at 1 p.m. with Adam, Kate, and Holland. That's going to be fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
So they've got an off day, so they don't really technically need a starter until, like, maybe Saturday in New York.
Well, that was until.
And that was until.
Until.
Noah Davis gets the old elbow inflammation bug, which is not a thing until now. And Connor Siebold gets called up. Nick Mears takes a spot in the bullpen. But still, now you're like three-man rotation. A three-man rotation.
So we have too many outfielders yes. and not enough pitchers.
Wait a minute. Susie, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
You know what? Why not just have our outfielders pitch?
I mean, Randall Grichuk was pretty solid last year.
And you know what? He had so much fun.
Maybe, yeah.
He does love to pitch.
Can Jurickson and Profar catch in order to allow Brian Servant to pitch? Man, there was just so much meat left on the bone today, I feel like.
Were you there when Buddy told us that CJ Cron is the emergency backup yeah. catcher?
Yes, and he held on to that too long to say that he was joking. He's like, yeah, it's probably Castro. I don't know if he said it was Castro or Trejo. One of those two guys.
I think he mentioned both names. Yeah. But I like loved hearing Jenny Kavnar being like, his poor knees. His poor knees.
Oh, that poor guy. Yeah, no, it was good to see him kind of bust yeah. out a little bit. Emergency catcher, emergency fourth and fifth man in the rotation is where we're gonna be at.
We're in an emergency right now.
We're in one of those spots. Nick Mears did get called up, got to make his Rockies debut. Mm-hmm. Full name? Nikolaus Tanner Mears. Nikolaus. So
Nikolaus?
Nico, N-I-C-O, L-A-U-S, and then Tanner with an E like Tanner Bibee.
Huh.
How about that?
Interesting. But he goes by Nick. I need to view this. Yeah, goes wow, by Nick. You're right.
Had a 7.71 ERA. When it comes to names, come on. I'm the name guy.
I know you're the name guy.
I'm the name. I've got name game.
I need to visualize this myself.
Yeah, you kind of do. You kind of do. 7.71 ERA down in AAA in 10 games. 17 strikeouts. You like that 9 1/3 innings pitched with the Isotopes. You don't like the 10 walks. And Bud Black does not like walks. So
hates walks.
He's going to have to clean that up. He gave up a run today, but it was nice seeing him get his Coors Field debut. And it was nice for Ezekiel Tovar. Busting out of some struggles early on in the season. He's a young guy. Rocky stood by him, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. In his last 7 games, 8-for-25 with 3 extra base hits. Hit the first triple of the season for the Rockies. First one in, I want to say, 31 games. Second longest triples drought in franchise history. We are also still in the midst of the longest Grand Slam drought. They did not hit one last year, right? I think we're still in the longest drought because that's a whole season right there. My bold prediction was opening weekend against the Nationals, that pitching staff home.
You would have hoped so.
But we're still waiting on that first salami.
Oh, nope. That's rough. It's a tough scene.
Yeah. Tovar, 4 RBI in the last 7 games. So he's coming around and made the great play, exclamation point, on the big 12-4 win on Sunday with the great play ranging to his left. I actually thought, I asked Bud this, I thought the umpire crew and Torrey in the D-backs dugout were kind of debating if Tovar had crossed behind second base before the pitch, meaning, well, that's kind of a shift. But no, they actually just thought there was a close play at first base.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't necessarily think it was that close. I thought it was more, because he was so far over, behind second base or on the right side of the bag that I thought, oh, maybe there was a shift situation, but it was not. Rockies get the win. Dinger gets to wave the flag on his B-Day.
It's his birthday party today.
Oh, that's true.
His actual birthday.
April 14th?
Is the 16th, I think.
16th, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Well, we're going to be...
But this was the party day. You don't always have your party on your actual birthday.
That's true.
You
wait for a Sunday.
Sometimes you wait for a day when, you know people are going to be able to show up.
Does Dinger have tickets to the Avs tonight? That's what I'm kind of curious about. I'm thinking Dinger should extend his celebration to come down here at the DNVR bar, the watch party for game 7.
Dinger's always welcome, especially on watch parties. Yeah.
Yes, no birthday punches this year. We're going away with those.
Patrick!
We're not. Someone said that on the DNVR Rockies account on Twitter.
No!
I don't know who it was, but I thought that was an interesting joke, whoever that person was. But don't be too upset because you're going to get 15% off if you're a diehard. Food and drink here at the bar, 20% off all the gear at dnvrlocker.com and 20% off all of the tailgates and takeovers, which was lit last night.
We had such a good takeover. I was on the bus. I was in the midst of the takeover. There were a bunch of familiar faces and people I know, some diehards, but also a lot of people that like weren't totally familiar with
That's
the product.
Cool.
So it was really cool to be like, hey, we don't just do party buses. We have a whole podcast. We actually have unmatched Rockies coverage.
Yeah, I actually really liked that there were a lot of like new people where it's like, again, the diehards go out, they get the tickets, they support, they already know how good it is. Mm-hmm. But it was like, oh, people that almost don't know our product kind of jumped on board and was like, this is just a great concept in and of itself.
Yeah.
Oh, now they have a podcast. Oh, they have an awesome, great co-host with another great co-host.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't really get to say hi to that as many people as you did.
How blessed they were. I was going to say a lot of people, too, like especially like the new faces, came to the bar and hung out after the bus. It was so much fun.
That's cool.
We made friends.
Yeah.
We made lifelong friends.
Yeah, it was nice seeing Noah Davis make his Coors Field debut. We'll get to the results here in just a second. But those are all the benefits, including access to the Diehards Only Discord. Just so many great things. When you sign up to the DNVR.com, make sure you go over to the Game Time Tickets. It's a fantastic app that I've been using for, it is now officially a decade that I've been using this app and been saving money on events. The cool thing is, even some of these postseason games early on for the Nuggets and Avs, maybe not the Nuggets so much, maybe the Avs, because people, maybe they might be down a little bit if they can get the win tonight against what Bud Black calls the Seattle Kraken.
Yes.
I don't know why he calls them that, but he does.
He insists on calling them the Kraken.
He calls them the Kraken.
He's so funny.
He calls them the Kraken.
We are so blessed to have such a funny manager.
Sometimes it feels like he's on crake. You know what I mean? Because he's just so wacky. What did I say? No, but you can go. So here's what you do. You come to the bar, or even if you want to go to someplace a little bit closer to Ball Arena, you go, hang out, do a little pregame, and then start looking 2 hours out from tip off or puck drop, whatever it is. You can do this for baseball games, for concerts. And then up to about an hour before the event starts, you've got a window right there where people that can't get to the game, ticket brokers that are trying to make some money, the prices start to go down. You save up to 60% off of face value thanks to Game Time.
It's a good setup.
Yeah.
It's a good setup. It's a good deal.
And now when you use promo code DNVR, you actually get $20 off your first purchase. So if it's a Rockies game.
We've got a promo code, ladies and gentlemen.
If it's a Rockies game, you can almost buy a whole section yourself. And you know what? If you want to do your own little takeover on
that's
the side.
That's like five Rock Pile tickets though,
I mean,
you know?
Kind of, yeah. Well, that's if you buy it from the Rockies. If you go to Game Time,
oh, it could be,
you're
yes.
getting a whole section.
You could actually buy out the whole Rock Pile.
Not a ton of people stoked to see the Brewers on Tuesday night at Coors Field. I mean, we are. But you know what?
My folks, friend Steph is. She's a big Brewers fan.
Steph is. She is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, because she likes a lot of teams. She's a baseball fan more than anything. Rockies are obviously her number one, but
okay.
She's low-key a Willie Adames girly.
Oh, and now what about Brent Suter? I mean, if you want to go Brewers, Rockies, all-time greats, he's up there.
All-time greats.
Along with Dante Bichette,
yes.
Jeremy Burnitz. The list goes on and on with great Brewers, Rockies.
Yeah.
It's the Breck Brew series. It's not, but you know what? We should call it that, right? Well, Coors Field, Miller Park.
And they're the Brewers.
But I don't like referring to the stadium's name because I'm very loyal to Breck Brew. So I'm calling it the Breck Brew Series. The Breck Brew Bowl. Book it.
Is this an ad?
No, it's not. Oh, okay. This is a freebie.
I never know.
This
I never know when it's an ad or not.
That's why you got to be on your toes, why you got to watch every minute on the DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube. Listen to every second on the podcast.
Every second.
Because the segues, you don't know if we're going to be talking about the loss on Saturday night or if I'm going to be telling you, you can actually watch the Nuggets and Avs over on Fubo TV. Because that's another really great spot where you can use code DNVR, get 15% off that deal there that they got going on, a 7-day free trial that they've got. No cable, no hassle. Hundreds of hours of streaming things online. Party Down, Dana Carvey Show. What else did I just start watching? It was something else. I forget what it was, but there was something else that they had that I said, oh, let me go back and watch. Oh, I was watching a South Park episode. Because I dip in and out where I'm like, I'll go like 2-3 years without watching an episode. And they're like, oh, let me check back
but
in on the game.
That show never gets old. They are just consistently crushing it for I feel like that show's been on for like 30 years at this point.
And as I get older, you go, Cartman's funny and all, but Randy Marsh, the dad, gets crazy.
Shifted. Now you're more of a Randy Marsh guy.
I have to see what my wife is because when she was younger, she was a big Bebe. Her and her best friend actually still refer to each other as Bebe because of South Park. So like, oh hey Bebe, how's Bebe doing?
Colorado culture,
ladies and gentlemen. It kind of is. Again, make sure you watch Nuggets on Avs on Altitude Sports with Fubo TV. Use the link in our description to sign up for 15% off. The loss on Saturday, 11-4, seven-game losing streak at home. I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say about that.
That, and it's unusual.
It was bad.
It's unusual, too, because, and I think Austin Gomer talked about this a bit, but, like, you know, he was like, oh, I was under the impression we'd win a lot of games at home, so, like, this is weird.
Right? Yeah, no, they were 80-20 as of Saturday night. First time losing 20 games in April. They've still lost 20 games in April. Only the fourth time ever that they had lost seven straight games at home.
Wow.
The run differential? The run differential?
What's the run
over these 7 games? Negative 45. An all-time worst for the first 12 home games to start a year. And they lost 14 of their last 17 games in general. So, not
great.
Yeah,
that's not fun. That's not great.
Definitely not. Friday night was a 9-1 loss. And it was cool seeing Kyle Freeland there and then some random guy with a Phoenix Suns jersey on. I'm like, who is this guy? Get him off. And it, lo and behold, it became his teammate from Team USA, Merrill Kelly. I don't recognize, you know, guys from other teams quite as easily as I do the Rockies.
Yeah.
But I think you got a chance to catch up with Freeland a little bit about, you know, pitching against his buddy Mel Kelly.
Because they're friends. They were, of course, teammates on Team USA, too. So he was like, yeah, he faced his friend. And they were both, you know, pretty much cooking for a bit.
Yeah.
But also, you know, the D-backs are a team that he sees a lot.
He's been
in the game. He is a veteran at this point. So he has faced this lineup or a lot of these guys in this lineup so many times. But he talked about that unique position that puts you in. Let's hear it.
It was a good pitching matchup between me and Merrill. Obviously know him from Team USA. It was a lot of fun battling against him, and you know, we had a pitcher's duel there through 6 innings with one another. So it was fun, you know, going out there competing against a guy of his caliber and also a friend. I think that's part of, you know, being a veteran in the game is understanding who you're going to be facing and knowing that they've seen you a good amount too. And you know, seeing who's done their homework the best, who remembers certain at bats, you know, stuff like that. Obviously, I faced a lot of those guys, just, you know, especially, you know, Marte, Ahmed, Longoria, even though he's, you know, bounced between Giants and here, Arizona, sorry. Faced those guys a lot. So I understand what they're looking for. They understand what I'm throwing, how I like to attack. So it's, you know, it comes down to who's going to do their homework the best and able to keep them off balance and keep them off the bases.
So the Rockies have some room on the 40-man roster. We'll kind of wait and see what happens with some of these guys, if they're going to call anybody up. In fact, I mean, could they call up Zach Veen? I think we need to check in on the Veenometer. We haven't done it since spring training.
What is the Veenometer at right now?
The Veenometer at right now, correct me if I'm wrong, Alyssa, are we at 30%? He's dipped a little bit. He's not quite as happy as he was in the past when, you know, it was looking a little bit more positive for him. He was playing really well in spring training. He has not been playing quite as well so far to start the year. It's cold in Hartford. It's hard for anyone to have a big start. In fact, there's not too many guys. Vladimir Restituyo, actually, is kind of playing well. But batting 160, 276 on base percentage, 270 slugging, does have 6 stolen bases. So he's getting the legs warmed up quickly.
We love our speedy leg boy.
No caught stealing, which is good.
Who could catch him?
Does have a homer. 13 strikeouts and 50 ABs. Mm. Not too concerning, but you know he still has to prove it. He still has to prove it. I think once we start seeing him get hot over a prolonged period of time, I think he'll start getting warm, kind of like where Tovar's at right now. Then he'll get really hot, and after about a week of that, mup. Boom, AAA. I think we'll see him.
You don't think that there's a possibility that he could get called up at some point straight from AA?
It's not outside the realm of possibilities.
Mm-hmm. It's legal.
It is legal.
It's legal.
It is legal. We've consulted with Backus and Shanker, so we do know you are allowed to be promoted from AA. I think you're more likely to see pitchers have that happen, which we'll talk about that in a second. What are some of the pitching options? Do the Rockies go down to Hartford and say, we need a body here. Somebody who's either on the 40-man or someone that they need to add. There's potential for that. But I think they're going to want him to stop over in Albuquerque, learn a few more things for some of those veteran guys, because there's still young guys in AA that are nasty. But what about, you know, some guys that are in their early to mid-30s holding on, trying to get put on a 40-man, you know, to have a second, you know, second opportunity.
Yeah.
So he's going to need to have that probably in Albuquerque. So he's at 30 right now, but we'll keep you posted when it goes up, because now the Venometer needs to hit 100 for his debut.
Yes.
And I am not backing down from my original prediction. I think I was somewhere around August 16th. Do you feel like you need to tweak yours yet, or is it still early enough that you're going to stick where you're at? Because I think you might have been like July 16th.
I said July 16th, Yankees. The first game after the All-Star break.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my prediction. I'm thinking about maybe I should change that, but I'm not changing it yet.
Not yet.
It's way too early to know. But like, you know, considering.
We're about a week or two away from maybe making an adjustment. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair for sure. So some of the guys that we could see maybe come up, I don't know that they need their own meters, their own ometers, but Coco Montez, you know, batting .318 entering today, four homers,
the smoothie king,
20 RBI. Now he's striking out just about as much as Michael Tolia, but when he's putting the ball in play, it's finding grass, and his on base percentage is at .400. They really don't have many backup infielders. It's Mike Moustakas right now. You can put Harold Castro at second base, which we saw today, and then Trejo goes over to shortstop. So you can get by with that. I don't know if you like Castro's defense that much in the infield, but he has some potential. And Aaron Shunk, too, who's kind of right behind Coco Montez, 295 batting average, 5 homers and 13 RBI going into today. So you got 2 middle infield guys, not shortstop so much, more like second base, third base, but those are 2 options that you have if you're looking to add some guys to the 40-man roster on the offensive side.
Yeah, no, we've got some options. None of them really stand out to me as like, oh, that's going to be the guy.
No one
stands out like that right now.
And Nolan Jones is, you know, played center field, I think, for the other night for the first time. So it seems as if they do not see him as a third baseman really anymore. Mm-hmm. Montero's over playing first base now, so he's not even a third base option. So it's going to be one of those 2 guys as the next, like, middle infielder, so to speak, getting called up. As far as the pitchers go, Antonio Senzatella had a rehab start today. I know you were all over that one. Not great, but it's a rehab start.
Yeah.
And it's a AAA game in the PCL.
Yeah.
Let's face it. That game was in Albuquerque too, right? Or were they still on the road?
No, they were still on the road. They were on the road. It took me a second. I'm like,
it was
no,
still
they were
Round
on the
Rock
because
it was one of those where my brain, I read it first and I go, well, that's not right. Clearly, he's not going to pitch against Round Rock twice, but 6-game series. If you pitch the first, you're going to pitch the last.
Yeah, exactly.
So he had 3 innings pitched, 76 pitches. That was the good, right? So he's stretching them out, 8 hits. 9 runs, 6 earned. So you had some errors there.
I don't love those 6 earned runs.
Only 1 walk, so he's throwing strikes. Mm-hmm. So they're going to need him sooner than later. Again, that's worrisome. Did you rush back Marquez, and now his elbow's a little balky? Are you rushing back Senzatella, and now maybe he starts to have elbow issues or other things, right? Because if you're making up for, you know, a chink in the armor, so to speak, then something else is going to have that much more weight on it, or it's going to get that much more pressure. So you got to be cautious of that. So Senzatella will be coming back very soon. That gives you now 4 guys in the rotation.
Still not enough. We've done the math. That is 1 guy short.
Peter Lambert, still on the 40-man. You can bring him back up. Mm-hmm. He's been all right so far in AAA, 4.73 ERA, 5 games started. Again, only 13.1 innings pitched. So he's kind of been like a long reliever, so to speak, a glorified one that gets to start the game. Here's a weird one, and I think the answer is no, but let's have some fun.
Okay.
Could Jake Bird be stretched out into a starter? He's not going to be going like 8 innings by the end of season, but could you get like somewhat consistently 5 innings out of him?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to find out. I feel like he just got into a good rhythm.
He did. He has.
In his current role. So why are we going to mess with him again?
No, hey, I agree, but you got to ask the question, right?
You got to ask the question.
Like Chris Bryant.
I'm going to answer the question. I'm going to say no.
That's fine.
I'm going to say don't do it.
I think the answer is also no.
Yeah.
Had to ask the question about Chris Bryant with all these outfielders. He kind of can play some infield.
He could. He has.
I knew I would have been shut down about him playing third base, so I didn't ask that. But I said first base in a pinch. We were told in a pinch, and the Rockies already were considering it the other day, apparently, about him going over to play a little bit of first base. So there's that option as well.
I love how pretty much any Rocky at any position can play any other position in a pinch.
CJ Krohn, emergency catcher.
In a pinch.
In a pinch. Yes, that's it. Hal Castro, he can also pitch in a pinch. Yeah, that's true. Can Bud Black, we see him throwing batting practice. Could he pitch in a pinch?
In a pinch.
In a pinch.
In a pinch.
Yeah, no, that's definitely fair on that. What about Carl Kauffman? Now, he's not on the 40-man roster. He does have an 8.26 ERA in six starts, but a 5.79 ERA away from the lab in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nick Mears did just get called up with a 7.71 ERA, and no one's batting an eye at that. I think the organization is a little bit, you know, wary of getting dunked on. Or like, oh, you're calling up this guy and look at his numbers.
You think the Rockies care about getting dunked on in the media?
Maybe. They don't want to get posterized, you know what I'm saying? By the way, if you have graphic design skills and you just want to draw, I don't know what, the swinging friar dunking on Coors Field, yeah, that would kind of make sense. So, look, if you need a guy, Carl Kauffman is probably that next starter.
Yeah, I feel like, you know what? Like, everyone just says such great things about Carl Kauffman, too. Yeah. He was so great at Double A last season.
You might not be a world beater per se, but again, he's a guy that can give you innings. You might have something like when Ryan Feltner got called up at the end of 2021, people were like, just got called up from Double A. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. He's got some room to grow. Struggled a bit at times last year. Didn't really have any big breakout moments, had a couple good games. And now we're finally seeing that. So Carl Kauffman, maybe he kind of follows suit. He's not a starter, but he is on the 40-man roster. Riley Pint, 4.22 ERA, 15 strikeouts, 8 walks, which you don't like to see, in 10.2-thirds innings pitched, will be the good feel-good story this year for the Rockies. He'll be there with Bernard. If it doesn't happen soon, which I understand, why not? Actually, I could have seen maybe Pint get called up instead of Mears, but... we're going to see Riley Pine. If he doesn't get hurt, I think we'll end up seeing him.
That would be nice. I would love a good conclusion to the Riley Pine story. We do have some great comments in here, by the way. Jeff chimed in. You'll have to tell him if he's remembering correctly. Jeff says, if I remember correctly, Jose Canseco went straight from AA Huntsville, Alabama, to Oakland.
He could have. That was a different time in which...
It was a different time.
Shoot. I don't think A-Rod even spent any time in the minors. No, I think he did. But guys, yeah, they just made crazy jumps. Bryce Harper probably could have gone straight. I mean, he was added to the 40-man roster. That was part of, you know, his deal. So he was basically a big leaguer before he even played a game in the minor league. So it can happen, but it's kind of rare. Also, I don't know if Canseco made the opening day roster. So he went from Double A at the end of one season to the beginning of the next. Mm-hmm. So it's not impossible, but it's certainly a rarity. Also, what are you trying to say about our guys and Jose Canseco? Because you got to be careful and cautious.
You got to be careful.
He follows me, by the way, Jose Canseco.
Does he really?
He probably follows you, too. He's not one of he's one of those people that have, you know, 40,000 folks he's following. I'm blessed to be lumped in with that group somewhere down the line. I do like that. I did not see Dinger's parents at all.
I didn't see them either, yeah. And they're like a presence, you know?
I don't know that they even have names
yet. Because they're kind of
scary looking. Yeah. Yes, the dad, I like the dad. He's got some cool suspenders.
You know why his mustache is a little much for me?
It's kind of a Helton stash, in a sense. I think he might have been modeled after it, Papa Helton.
Something.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, we didn't see Dinger's parents. Any other comments that we haven't gotten to? I think that's it right there.
The mascot for the mammoth fell on his face, Wooly.
Oh, no.
Rapid Man is just scary.
Yeah, Rapid Man is really scary. I don't think I like him. I don't think I vibe with him.
I kind of don't like him at all, which makes me actually in turn like him because he's like kind of bad.
He makes him good. He has evoked so many feelings in you.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing with the Avs guys. Like they know they're like, oh, he's so bad, he's good, and I don't know if that's probably true for some people with Dinger. We're like, oh, he's so bad, he's good. He's just a regular mascot. And that's great by me. Like, I like mascots. I'm cool with them. They are fine. What do you get a dinosaur? So here's the real question when it comes to birthdays and celebrations for Dinger Day. What do you get a dinosaur that has nothing? You know, like what?
Who's to say that he has nothing?
Not
he
everything.
Has, I think he has everything.
Not everything. It has nothing.
Well, I don't think you get him anything that you light on fire because that might remind him of the meteor.
Oh.
You don't get him any petroleum products because it's literally made out of his dead family. I took it to a dark place.
Wait, I thought he was created in a lab.
Dinger?
Yeah.
Dinger wasn't created in a lab. Dinger was hatched at the ballpark.
Exactly. So what, his egg was just lying around
for millenniums? His egg was just like underground.
Millions of years?
And then when they dug him up, he hatched. He was not created in a lab. It's not a Jurassic Park situation.
But how did the egg stay? So he was basically...
He was in utero
for 2 billion years or something?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Good Lord.
That's the lore.
So technically... Did they have a C-section when... Okay, this...
It's an egg, so...
Took it to a weird space.
It's just a hatching. It says hatchiversary.
That's true. That would be a hatchiversary.
It's a hatchiversary. He wasn't born. He was hatched.
Well, you know what? tip your hatch back and have some Breck Brew, Avalanche Ale, and maybe you can bring the Avs some good mojo there.
Why hasn't anyone brought me a Breck Brew on set yet?
K-Max isn't here, that's why.
Kind of insane that no one has brought me a Breck Brew on a Sunday show.
I could go for an Athletic Greens. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pass one up. What other sponsor can we kind of...
I wish we had it on tap at the bar because that would be such a power move. But yeah, let's talk about Breck.
Wait, what if it was on set? What if we had Avalanche Ale on set so you could just immediately... have that classic American amber that blends pale chocolate and caramel malts in a well-rounded, flavorful, Harold Castro-esque beer. Like, that would be amazing to have that on set.
That would be.
They had those little mini Christmas kegs. I don't know if anybody tapped those.
You can. You can tap a mini keg.
We need one. We need one for the Avs.
All right. Someone, anyone who's listening to us, any of our bosses, please get us this.
And it could look like a true, like, barrel keg, like the one that Bernie has on him, you know, the... Avs mascot. I mean, again, all of these tie-ins are just waiting to happen, but we've got the Breck Brew on tap here. If you can't get your tickets on game time to go to Ball Arena, you can come to the next best thing right here at Baby Ball.
At Baby Ball. I will say, can confirm, all of these watch parties have been so much fun.
Yeah. And you know what? If you can't make it out to the bar, because maybe you're not even in the Rocky Mountain region, you can go to the Breck Brew locator at breckbrew.com to find out where you can get it near you. And you know what? You have your own little micro ball. That's it.
A micro ball.
You have one single micro ball for yourself because
ball
that's where you're having a good time.
Ball is life.
It's fantastic. And of course, Shady Rays. Look, it was bright out there today.
Oh my gosh, I have my Shady Rays in my bag.
Mine
all the way
over
there.
It's next to your beer, too, I think.
I still have them. No one has brought me a beer. I will just make that very clear. There, that I still don't have one.
Alyssa, she's not hinting at you. You're producing. It's,
no,
don't
Alyssa,
worry.
She's
going to continue with the bit, but just know it is a bit. You should not go anywhere.
No, it's not. It's not a bit. Well, I'm dead serious, but I'm not implying that Alyssa should go get me a beer when she's also doing her job.
Right. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. But what's not a bit is the lost and broken replacement from Shady Rays.
Yes.
Because if you happen to lose your glasses.
I have benefited from this.
Oh my God. I didn't even know. Or if you eventually sit on them and break them.
I've never broken a pair of glasses.
I don't think I have either.
I'm not a glasses breaker. I think I've broken one pair of glasses in my entire 30-plus year tenure of wearing glasses.
Mm-hmm. You could scratch them up pretty badly, though. Like, that's an easy thing that can happen.
True. That's
and
true.
Also, there's just some people that have that luck where maybe just take better care of your glasses when they're not lost. But if they're not lost, you take good care of them so they're not broken. Like, okay, good. You have that kind of luck. But if you don't, boom, the broken replacements are the way to go. And also, too, the nice thing with Shady Rays is if you get your glasses and ultimately it's just maybe not what you wanted or you change your mind, send them back. You have within 30 days and it's completely free. You don't have to worry about that. You get your money back. It's amazing. It's for our listeners. Check out the best deal of the year. Buy one, get one free. Seriously, you can go to ShadyRays.com for that and use promo code DNVR or visit them in store at the Park Meadows Mall for 50% off. Two or more pairs of Polaroid shades. Try that for yourself. The Shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people, all of whom are in our chat right now, I think.
We just got our monitor back on, and I'm like really excited about it.
Very, very excited.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Are we playing the gossip or are we saving it?
We can play some gossip. I just have a few pieces of gossip.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Let's actually talk about, let's bring this back, because you know what? We didn't get a chance to do it all off season because no one did anything bad. No one did anything good either. The Blaze Street Bombers.
Yes. We talk about the dudes who were just crushing it over at Coors, and we ranked them in a list.
We've got
for
them.
For you.
Officially. Number 5 on the Blaze Street Bombers. Basically the best of April. The first month. Well, we'll include March. But that being said, Chris Bryant still didn't do enough in the 3-homer, 7-RBI game to start the season to find his way on this list. Unfortunately. But number 5 on our list, of course, is everyone's favorite. Former third baseman, former second baseman, former third baseman, former second baseman, current third baseman, Ryan McMahon.
Ryan McMahon has given us so many McDoubles.
Ooh, he has.
You know?
There were 2 today, which was nice to see. Mm-hmm. He almost had a triple last night, but Elias Diaz was batting 3rd in the lineup ahead of him, so it slowed him down. You know how Corbin Carroll nearly ran by? It might have been Perdomo in front of him. We kind of had that, but McMahon's like, nah, I'm just going to kind of chill at second base. Elias Diaz, too, fun fact. Only the 3rd catcher to ever bat 3rd in a Rockies lineup.
I was going to say, did you talk to Buddy about moving him all the way up from 6th in the lineup to 3rd in the lineup?
Just for a good tweet, just for my stats. I did not. He did that completely of his own volition. After today, Ryan McMahon only batting .230, but 4 homers, so 2nd on the team, 14 RBI, 2nd on the team, has a stolen base as well. And again, the defense has been really solid. So he's number 5, 5th best. This month, number 4 for the Colorado Rockies on the Blaze Street Bombers, KB23, Chris Bryant.
All right.
He might not be hitting home runs, but he is leading the team in batting average. He's 2nd, .297, doing really well. OPS is getting up there, so he's got his share of extra base hits. Mm-hmm. Has the 3 homers, 8 RBI, drawing walks, and you know, being consistent at the top of the lineup. He started off a lot hotter. I think he's cooled down just a little bit over the last week. Mm-hmm. But still, he's guaranteed to get a hit every single game, it feels like, doesn't
it? Yes.
Absolutely.
He's not hitting, he's due.
He's due. Number 3, Blaze Street Bombers, Mr. Denver himself, Mr. Thomas Jefferson, a.k.a. Thomas Jefferson. No, it's
Kyle Freeland.
Kyle Freeland. That
good
guy.
Good for Colorado, good for baseball, good for America.
His ERA right now is kind of close to what Ryan Feltner's is. You can make the case that Ryan Feltner deserves an honorable mention. There you go. He just got one along with Jerkson Profar's glove. That's for sure.
Yes.
He definitely earns that. Bretton Doyle's legs, all of those honorable
Speedy
mentions.
Speedy leg boy.
But Freeland, the first 2 starts were so amazing. Mm-hmm. The 3rd start, bad. I can give him a break from that. And then the last 2 were just good. I mean, that's almost like what you need consistently. 6 innings, 3 earned runs. So he's been fine. He's held the fort down for that starting rotation. Think about some of the struggles Feltner's had.
Yeah.
Think about the struggles that Austin Gomber's had in a major way. Jose Reina, not even here anymore. Hermen Marquez, fingers crossed. You know, he could be out. He's going to be resting for about 6 weeks. We don't know what's going to happen with him yet.
We don't know yet.
So for everything that Kyle Freeland has done for this rotation, he deserves to be number 3 on our list.
And you know, I will mention, I definitely saw him leaving the clubhouse today in an Avs jersey.
He did. He had his Cale Makar, right?
He had his Cale Makar.
He had the Cale Makar.
Yes.
He's been the liaison for Mike Moustakas, who's gotten into the Avs.
Yeah.
I think we mentioned this before on the show. First time in his 13-year career, he's in a city that actually has an NHL team. Right?
That is so weird.
Kansas City? Nope. Yeah. They had the Kansas City Scouts, which coincidentally later became the Colorado Rockies and then became the New Jersey Devils. Reverse Patrick Lyons, right? Colorado, then New Jersey. he was in Milwaukee. They had an AHL team, and you know, they still have a really good minor league team there, but Milwaukee's never had an NHL team. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati had the Stingers. Young Mark Messier played with them at 18 years old. They were a WHA team, which was kind of the NHL equivalent of what the ABA was to the NBA. And so they merged together. Some of the teams stuck around, but the Cincinnati Stingers did not. Mm. So no NHL hockey in Cincinnati either. Now Moustakas is all in on the Avs.
And I'm sure it helps that his nickname is also the nickname of a player on the Avs team.
I would say that would be amazing fodder for an article. I mean, it is, but I should say someone's already written it. It's me. That is out, available for you today. TheDNVR.com.
Today it came out?
Check out. Came out this morning.
It
That's
dropped
it.
This morning?
It dropped this morning.
Let's freaking go.
Caught up with Moustakas. And the dude came from L.A., and you go, wait, how does he even know about hockey from L.A.? Again, check out the article. Check out the references to Wayne Gretzky, et cetera,
okay,
over on the DNVR.com. It's unlocked, so
I will
you can
say,
get that.
Like, Mike Moustakas is one of my favorite dudes to talk to in that clubhouse.
He's bringing good vibes.
He's such a personality. He has fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's contagious to the people around him, too.
Yeah, he's been a leader, I think, in the clubhouse just with his actions and
he's
being
been
a
great
like
presence.
That. He's been
I'm
really
a big
good.
Fan of Mike Moustakas just being around.
He's been great.
Yeah.
Number
what
two,
are we talking about? We're doing Bombers.
Blake Street Bombers.
Yeah.
The Bullpen Boys.
Yes.
It's the latest dance group. No, not quite. But Jake Bird, Brent Suter, Justin Lawrence, Brad Hand. I did the math, wrote it down somewhere. 2.45 ERA, I think, combined. It might even be less than that with all those guys. And again, that's Jake Bird having given up 9 earned runs. The other guys, 2 earned runs, 3 earned runs in all of their stints. So those guys are just shutting it down in a major way. Bullpen boys, those 4 in particular. And other guys, they've had their moments too. But again, Brent Suter, Justin Lawrence, Brad Hand, and now Jake Bird holding the fort down in a huge way.
We love to see these guys stepping up when we need them.
Yeah. And finally, number one, Mr. Elias Diaz. We said it before, batting third as a catcher for the Rockies, unheard of. Michael McHenry in 2010, Jordan Pacheco twice in 2012, the 98 loss season. That was in September. Mm-hmm. This is early on in the season.
The bat's been hot.
Yeah,
the
deserves it. He deserves
he
it.
He does. I love seeing this from Diaz.
He was great at the plate today. He's hitting .321, leads the team in OPS, 2 homers, 11 RBI. Doing his best with this pitching staff, too. It's been rough. Like,
yeah.
I think it could definitely be a lot worse with somebody else, you know, at the helm or behind the dish, so to speak. So that's great to see him there at number one for the Blaze Street Bombers. Who
what
is going to make that
list?
List?
What a great list.
What about next month's list?
Who do you think?
This is where we put a
okay,
pin in it.
Okay.
Because if you recall, Susie.
I don't often recall
last
things.
April, we did this exact thing, Susie. And I said, well, who's going to be on the list in May? And what did you say?
I recall. I said Brendan Rodgers.
You said Brendan
after
Rodgers.
After his horrible April. It was
you
so
were
rough
right.
to see. And I was right.
You were
okay,
right.
So I really need to think on this. I need to pry on this. I need to think about, like, who am I going to call for next
who's
month?
Who's going to have a huge month of May? So if you go with the same theory, it's got to be someone who's due, right?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you know, again, when you are 9-20 that the Rockies are right now, I mean, you look at this list, Elias Diaz is the one true guy that you go, he would be maybe on any top 5 list for any team across baseball. Everyone else, maybe not as much. So there's still plenty of room for Ryan McMahon to have a big month and Chris Bryant and the Bullpen Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty much everyone is
pretty
fair
much everyone.
Game. Everyone is fair
Everyone's
game
fair
to
game.
Have a real
kind
big
of.
May.
So who's it going to be?
Who am I going to pick? Okay. You know what? I'm going to say Rimac.
Okay.
I think I want to see Rimac popping off for the month of May. I want to
wow.
see him at the top of the list.
That would be great because his numbers are already really solid right now. With a big month of May, we know what June brings. All-star conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Could this finally be the first year Ryan McMahon is an all-star? I think pretty much anyone who's covers the Rockies for the last 3 years have said, this is the year Ryan McMahon becomes an all-star.
Every
2020, we all get a break. There was no all-star game. Then 2021, this is the year all-star. 2022, this is now maybe he does it now that he's gotten the Susie Hunter bump.
Maybe he'll get the Susie Hunter bump. I will say, I feel like it's like every year when you go into high school, you're like, junior year, it's gonna be my year. I feel like that's what this is like.
Month of McMahon.
McMay. Are we due for a McMay?
Is it it's gonna be McMay?
It's gonna be May.
I think so. Have you got some gossip? What's the word on the street?
You want some gossip? I'll give you some gossip.
You have gossip about humidors?
No, I don't have something about humidors.
I could have sworn that the reason there was all those home runs was because they just didn't have a humidor.
It's a mega course, though. They are a mile and a half high.
So does the humidor need to be at sea level cranked up?
No, I'm just
saying,
or
do they need to have it at 8,000 feet?
I think they need to just, maybe they need to crank up the humidor a little bit.
I heard it was, Susan Slusser said it was on S for sea level. And so it was just not, it was not good. But the humidor, because if you see all those home runs in the Mexico series, that was proof of the importance of the humidor at altitude. Because, hey, if there was no humidor at Coors Field, who knows how many home runs Chris Bryant would have hit at Coors Field by now.
I think we should turn. I'm going to, next time I'm in the park, maybe I'll just go and unplug the humidor.
Because
that's
could
something
that.
You can do.
We do walk by it every day.
We do. All right, you know what? Let's talk about the Mexico series and some gossip that I heard from it.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear that Gabe Kapler got lost in Mexico and was found wandering the highways?
Are we sure it was he wasn't trying to meet up with somebody using a... I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah, he did that. Wait, did you say Gabriel or Gabe?
Gabriel Kapler.
Oh, if you're saying it's Gabriel?
Gabriel Kapler got lost in Mexico and was found wandering the highways. Is this true or is this not true?
This is not true. Well, it's true that he used that as his story, as his alibi, but he was doing something else, Susie.
I mean, he said he was getting tacos and he has pictures of the tacos. But anyway, it's a kind of true. It's kind of true.
Okay.
So yeah, per Alex Pavlichik of NBC Sports out in San Francisco, Gabe Kapler went out to get tacos and then tried to take the subway to get to the ballpark, but the subway stopped early and everyone got off and had to board a bus, and the bus got stuck in traffic. So then he was so frustrated about the traffic and was getting kind of nervous. So he got off the bus on the highway and walked to the stadium from the bus.
So is this like a public transportation bus?
Yeah.
Or did he just like see a school bus and was like, I need to be safe place. I'm jumping on with these kids. Hopefully they'll take me to the stadium.
I'm under the impression that it was a public transportation bus. But yeah, wow. He was the last member of the Giants to get to the ballpark. And Gabriel said, quote, I had enough Spanish and enough Google Translate to ask the bus driver to be gracious and let me off on a highway where I walked across several lanes and then ended up walking back to the ballpark.
Frogger?
Yeah.
He froggered his way back.
Frogger
in a city that he doesn't know in a foreign city he doesn't know the language. Mm-hmm. He's just off on his own getting tacos. Gabriel, look at me, Gabriel. Gabriel, look, as the only active manager and probably only manager ever up to this date, though I can't confirm if Connie Mack did have one of these, but as the only active manager with a hand tattoo, come on. Did Connie Mack have a hand tattoo? Probably not. I think he's still the only one.
What year?
You're good with predictions. What year do we see the second manager who has a hand tattoo?
2025.
Oh, wow. 2 years. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I wonder what it would take for Bud Black to get a hand tattoo.
Oof. I don't.
What would
he
have to be commemorating, or what bet would he have had to lose for him to get a hand tattoo?
He's too smart and too classy to get a hand tattoo.
He would never get a tattoo on his hand.
I don't know. He just wouldn't. No.
I don't think so.
He wouldn't. He's more of a teardrop guy.
Oh my gosh.
Graphics. Again, all of these, you know, random graphics people. You've got a lot of work. You can get a lot of likes and retweets from us over at @DNVR_Rockies.
Don't close out the show yet.
I was literally just saying @DNVR_Rockies.
Relax. Okay. Okay, Patrick, did you hear?
No.
Half of the Dodgers are on the paternity list, and it's exactly 9 months after the All-Star break where the Dodgers also played host to the All-Star game.
Yes, I did hear this. You know how I heard it? Because I listened to the Susie Show on Friday.
You listened to the Susie Show on Friday.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the Friday Susie Show. Yes, that is so weird. My brain wouldn't have like thought of that, I think, necessarily. But I love that. That makes a lot of the All-Star game. It was in L.A.
Half is an exaggeration. Five guys from the Dodgers 2022 team.
And there's a couple guys in other markets, too.
There's just two other players that I could find on the paternity list at the same time.
So do you now? There's a really great account on Twitter. It's called at MLB Paternity List. Do you follow that?
Wait, no.
No, there's not. But that's another one you need to start. What was the other one? There was one.
MLB Astrology is the one I actually did start. You did? But I've never used it though.
All right, you're just squatting on it.
I'm squatting right now.
All right, reach out to Susie.
Squatters have a remarkable amount of rights.
Reach out to Susie at the Susie Hunter on all platforms to get at MLB Astrology.
Stop closing the show right now.
No, I get it. I'm not. That was a false finish. As a wrestling term, that was a false finish. But all right, so MLB Paternity List is the other one.
That's the next one.
You're not
going to
start that? You're going to squat on that or no?
I'm going to squat on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a hoarder. Me, like the Rockies, I have hoarder energy.
Let's go.
I have one more piece of gossip. Did you hear that a member of the Rockies press got fired for telling Patrick Lyons he looks like Forrest Gump?
Well, today you picked a good day because when I picked out this hat from Pins and Aces, I was getting definite Forrest Gump vibes.
Yeah. And that's your vibe.
Got fired? I did hear that somebody is going to another market. So they are no longer going to be working covering the Colorado Rockies.
No one got fired.
So, no, okay.
No one got fired. A different reporter of note outside of our market got fired for saying some pretty rough things to a colleague. But we wouldn't do that here in Colorado.
Right. Someone called me FG, Forrest Gump. That one was FC, and that's not good. you went FG, you didn't go FC. FG is okay. FC is not okay. You know what I'm saying? FG. FG is okay. Forrest Gump. I can even say FG.
You are just toeing the line right now.
But you can't say FC.
Well, anyway, the Rockies play again on Tuesday, so I guess we can say, well, I'll see you next Tuesday.
We won't. No, we won't. So
we don't have a show on Tuesday.
What does that mean? Yes. No, we've got a big show with Adam, Kate, and Holland.
I'm so jealous that it's a show that I'm not going to be there for. I'm a big fan.
Jump in the chat or swing by.
Maybe
it's your
I'll
off
swing
day.
By.
You like not taking taking a day off on your off days, so you're welcome on set.
I might swing by.
Yeah, he's got some shows coming up all this week. Big one at Comedy Works that we'll talk about. He's throwing out a first pitch at the Rockies game, so he's got a lot in common
has
with Russell Wilson.
Before?
He has.
Okay.
He has. So has a little connection with the team. Might be a little bit frustrated. So we'll see his comedic takes. I'll pepper some questions at him.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I'm gonna set him up in a real like really cheesy ways, and he'll probably just swat it to the side. But it'll be a cool conversation. Denver's got an amazing comedy scene.
Yes.
You might not know about it. So
I really need to talk to him. I have a story that I need to tell him about his book.
I have
his book, and there's a story that I really need to tell him. It's gonna be like actually kind of depressing. I don't even know why I brought this up on the show. Where's my beer?
Too late.
No one got me a beer. No one's here. No one likes me. No one loves me. No one cares about me.
Beer here. We can get your book signed.
Maybe. Yeah.
You can do that. None of you else can because we're just doing this in studio tomorrow at 1 p.m. It's an off day, but you know what? We don't take off days. We don't do that. We don't do vowels. We don't do off days.
There's no such thing as an off day.
No.
Between March and October.
That's it. It's the May 1st. It's going to be May tomorrow. And it's going to be a fun show
with
Adam, Kate, and Holland. At @DNVR_Rockies is where we're at on Twitter. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I can be found.
You can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
Susie, this has been momentous. This has been baseball. This has been a podcast. And you know what they say about those three things?
What do they say?
Your baseball podcast momentum is only as good as your next baseball podcast. So we'll see you tomorrow at 1 p.m.